We're trying to find all the stupid convenience fees they have, and then you know what we're going to do? We're going to go and complain to people who can't make any difference about it some. Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
Make some changes here.
Paying online, like you said, that is convenient for everyone.
Yeah.
They should take off
a
couple
bones,
you know?
It should be a utopian convenience.
Yeah. Throw a couple clams back in your pocket for not using somebody else's time.
Yeah, you're right. Someone has to sit there with the paper bill if you're paying with your credit card, mm-hmm. or with the e-tag thing. I still can't believe you got charged on that credit card deal. That's odd.
Well, I have really bad credit. It's one of those, really, really bad credit cards.
Well, it sounds like somebody needs to call Loan Max, don't they?
I guess I should.
And you get to keep your car, huh?
And I get to keep my car?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're not quite as enthused as that guy. What are we missing out on? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning, Power Hits 97.5.
Well, the credit card thing that he was talking about.
Yeah.
The credit card companies actually will charge you interest twice a month. They calculate it twice a month just so they can screw you a little bit more. So that actually might have been the interest fee that he was, you know, being screwed by.
It did say convenience fee.
Wow.
It said pay by or online payment or something convenience fee.
Yeah, it is. That's quite a convenience, you know.
Yeah, for them.
539-9750, we're trying to expose all the convenience fees, so the next time that you get your bill, you'll just look at it a little extra careful and then just cry. Cry to yourself to sleep every night, just like I do. Good morning, how about you?
Having a fee for having more than one cable box or satellite receiver box, I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's already coming into the house at one spot, so why do you have to pay for an additional box?
You know what? What if you lose the box or something? That one kind of...
I've already bought the box. I mean, to buy the box with the satellite system.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, with the satellite. I had the same situation with the TiVo. I could really use another TiVo receiver,
uh-huh.
another TiVo box, so I can TiVo more and watch more TV, because God knows I'm not watching it enough now. It's going to cost me another $6 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've already bought the equipment, and so now they're charging you to use it.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Evil. They're evil.
My roommates all have a Cox cable box in their room, and I don't have one because I don't want to pay the extra $5 a month.
bum ridiculous. Off them?
Exactly, yeah. Just sit, hang out in their room for a while.
Mooch you're off the TV.
Hey, whatever works.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We are exposing the ills of society with the convenience fee today. How about you?
Yeah, when we went to L.A., they made you pay to go to the bathroom. You had to pay $2 to use the bathroom.
Oh, a pay toilet. I've heard of these before.
Where was that at? I just came from L.A.
In L.A.
Where at? I was just there a couple days ago.
Oh, it was at one of those wholesale marketplaces.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you're going to get cheap food...
Yeah, you have to have a ticket for the food court, and if you don't, you have to pay $2 to go to the bathroom.
Anytime there's food at some place, and then you have to pay to use the toilet, that means they have way too much toilet traffic involved for a food place.
Yeah, exactly. Needless to say, I had to pay it, but...
There you go. When you got to go, you got to go.
Right.